case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so last week I told you that Demi Lovato broke up with her dude, who she was engaged to, met earlier this year, Max Ehrlich, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He's on Young and the Restless. He's an actor. They fell in love during quarantine. They got engaged. She was so happy. He was the love of her life. And then all of a sudden last week, breakup. Right after there were alleged messages going into the inboxes of Selena Gomez and others that he was supposedly trying to hit on. She didn't believe it at first, but I think it was probably true. Look, he got online over the weekend and started going off trying to tell his side of the story, and he might have dug a deeper hole because it's so self-serving. It's so obnoxious. He's on a set of a new movie he's filming called Southern Gospel, about a pastor who helps people. Oh, the irony, right?
Uh-huh.
This guy's up to no good filming this movie. So this is what he says on his Instagram. He says, I was on the set of my new movie with crew and cast members right next to me who literally watched me open my phone where I opened a tabloid and learned that my relationship was over. To which Demi Lovato is there and everyone around her saying, he's a liar. He knew they broke up. He's trying to milk this for all it's worth and get all the attention. So he's literally online acting like, I can't do my job. He says, I had people depending on me for jobs. Like you know.
He's the victim now.
Yeah, he's the victim. It's like classic cheater crap, man.
Classic deflection cheater
crap.
Yep.
Everyone's depending on me. I'm just here to film a movie about a good person doing good things. But everyone around her was worried, is now what we're finding out. They think
from
he
Demi?
Just wants to, were worried about Demi being with this guy.
Oh.
And they're happy they broke up. They said they think Max is just trying to stay relevant. Her family thinks he's crazy and is so relieved she has taken this step. Okay. So, yeah, they said they were fighting a lot. There was a lot of tension. And he knew damn well that Demi Lovato had ended that relationship.
Give me a break.
So, Demi can do way better.
She can.
She found out a guy was using her at a bad time in 2020. Hey, it's going to come out if it doesn't come out this year, dude.
Storybook cheater, though.
Storybook.
Blame someone else.
Yes.
Make me look like the victim.
I'm trying to help everyone while you're ruining everyone's life.
I'm the savior. I'm the white knight.
So great.
Shut up.
Liar.
What happened to you on Friday?
Dude, I was like a little kid after their first week of kindergarten. And I know you don't know this because you don't have kids, Riggs.
Nope.
But there's this thing, like the first week of school where kids go back and they're really tired every night when they
remember that when I was a kid. Your first week, because you put all your energy and effort into that first huge week. You're like, I'm back. This is awesome.
Well, and your mind has to be on all the time.
Yeah.
You're moving around more, you know.
A different schedule.
Yeah. So
different.
Last week, I came back into work because my stuff wasn't working. So what was my first day? Wednesday, back in the studio.
Yeah.
I only was back for 3 days last week. And I get home on Friday. I'm kid-free. And I'm exhausted, Riggs. I mean, you would have thought I ran a damn marathon. And the only thing I did was get up and get dressed and shower and try to put a little makeup on so I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Every day. That was it. And then I came into work. I probably walked more around the building to make my food or go to the bathroom than I would have at home. So yeah, but it wasn't some crazy exertion. Okay.
No, but you also mentally, you're preparing more because everything was at home.
Well,
now you
yes.
have to get everything, make sure you have everything to put into different bags.
I forgot how much crap I bring to work and how much time it takes me. Even this morning when I left, my fill-in nanny, Jessica, was probably looking at me like, why are you taking so long? Like, that's what I take forever in the morning. I don't know why, even just packing my bags.
You're a woman.
I take forever. It's a problem.
It's a woman thing.
So when I got home, Friday, fine. It's true, because I got a bag with my computer. I got a bag with my food.
See?
I got a Diet Coke. I got my water bottle. It's just a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
So I got home on Friday, and I've also been trying to cut back on caffeine, which has been really successful for me. I'm barely drinking any, which is great. So I got home 12:30, and I'm like, whew, I might lay down. I mean, Riggs, I haven't napped in years. Okay, I can't relax enough to nap. Either it's too much caffeine, too much anxiety. I laid down in my bed Friday afternoon, and I slept for like 4 hours. Four.
Was that one of those things where you just laid down, I'm just going to rest my eyes for a second because I'm
like,
exhausted?
I'm
and
tired,
then you're
but
out.
There's no way I'm going to be able to nap. I never can nap. I can't relax enough. And then I laid down 4 hours. I woke up from this nap at like 6 p.m. and I went, wow, you haven't napped in years.
That wasn't a nap, by the way. That was sleep.
Fine.
That was sleep.
It was like, I am like a child on their first week of kindergarten. I have gone back to work, and you wouldn't even, and I'm sure people have experienced this going back to work that weren't working or whatever, you know, or people will experience this when they have to go back one day.
Open up your office again.
But Riggs, I was exhausted. I thought, wow, who knew? Just the little mental, you know, just even getting up and getting ready every day and driving and going, all that, how much it tires us out, you know?
It's a big mental shift.
Yeah. So between the lack of caffeine, which I'm all about, I've taken a nap now. And then I went right back to sleep too on Friday. I almost slept all weekend. I was that tired.
You slept twice, though. You can't call that a nap. A nap is less than an hour. You slept.
Fine.
You fell asleep.
I fell
asleep. That's awesome. And that's the best kind of sleep.
I felt so good.
That's the sleep that your body needed. It was telling you it needed to sleep.
And normally I wake up, you know, if I haven't napped in forever, but if I would, I would have woken up and disoriented. I was like, okay, you needed some sleep.
Yep.
You are literally a 5-year-old on their first week of kindergarten.
Yep.
And I only was back for 3 days, Riggs.
That's it. Now,
that
imagine
was the funny part about it.
Imagine what's going to happen tomorrow after a whole weekend of sleeping.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Right. I love that song. So good. Curtis Waters. Maybe you saw it on a TikTok. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Riggs and Allie, good morning. Another commercial-free hour starts at 7:20 this morning. Mm-hmm. We do commercial-free hours all day, every day, baby. So when's the last time you went to Taco Bell?
It's been 2 years at least. I thought about it. I drove by one this weekend and thought, I miss you.
Yeah.
But you're really not in my wheelhouse these days. So it's 2 years. I love Taco Bell, but keto,
yeah,
I just stopped eating out. Like
keto,
you know.
Keto and Taco Bell don't get along so well.
Yeah.
At least you got to really try
stuff
hard.
Stuff you can have, but it's not what I'd want. You know what I mean?
This guy had a heart attack before he went to Taco Bell. Like, as he was pulling up to order his food.
Wait.
While he's in line at the drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
Taco Bell, can we take your order? Yes, I would like. And then nothing. They're like, sir.
He just had a heart attack.
Sir. And they could hear him like pass out. They could hear him like struggling. Taco Bell employee runs out, finds the guy in his car like out. Luckily, they call 911 right away. There's like a police and fire department right across the street, literally from this Taco Bell.
Oh.
So they were able to call and get this guy help.
Very evident that something was not right. They 6'4", getting him out of the car, I was not going to be able to do.
We put the pads on him. I shocked him one time.
The firefighters.
And within a minute of that shock and some more compressions, his heart started to beat on its own again.
Wow.
Enjoy the days that you have. Love the people.
That's the guy.
Around you. Tell them you love them. Tell
the guy who almost died in the Taco Bell drive-thru. I can't even.
Tell people you love them.
Speeches.
He is, man. His life has been changed.
I was going to get a nachos Bel Grande and a burrito supreme.
Hey, man.
And I almost died. I'm here to say thank you, God.
He was in the hospital for 7 days after that. 7 days.
Dude,
7 days.
He's lucky he's alive.
He is. Now he's out. He's grateful and he's doing motivational speeches.
Did he still get Taco Bell? I hope not.
Yeah, I would. Why not?
Stop.
YOLO,
it.
Man. YOLO.
Okay.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so she's pregnant, and this is her third baby with John Legend, Chrissy Teigen. Already in the hospital, not due anytime soon, but she has suffered so much bleeding during her pregnancy, they had to put her in the hospital.
Jeez.
And I have been fascinated watching her and John on their Instagrams, because last night he was making her a cold cut sandwich,
ooh,
which you can't really have when you're pregnant, so we had to warm it up. But I sat there, Riggs, and
watched
them.
You can't have a cold cut sandwich.
You're not supposed to have deli meats when you're pregnant because of the whatever's on it. But if you warm it up, you can. Yeah, there's a whole, bunch of stuff.
Same reason why you can't have raw sushi. You're supposed
to have whatever it is that's on
it. The bacteria or whatever.
Yeah, so, and you got to be careful. You're not supposed to. Look, I had Jimmy John's a couple times when I was pregnant. I'm not going to lie, but you try not to. You try to stay away from it.
That's why your kids are lunatics. They're freaky fast.
No, they're lunatics because I'm a lunatic. It has nothing to do. Fair. One doesn't have to do with the other. But she's been in the hospital now, not due for months. Not due till like February. So really early. But yeah, he was making her a sandwich last night. And I was watching him come in with all these pieces from home. A piece of bread in a Ziploc. A cheese slice in a Ziploc. You can go watch it right now on Chrissy Teigen's Instagram or Facebook story. It's hysterical. He comes in with meat and he puts chips on the sandwich, Riggs.
Chips on the sandwich, that makes it way better because it gives it a crunch.
And then he goes, honey, do you want me to cut this? And she goes, no, because you got to warm it up. And I was just staring at them making a sandwich in the hospital. I'm like, this is all I need in life, right? Watching you make a sandwich. So yeah, Chrissy Teigen in the hospital, hopefully going to be okay with her third baby. But she has had problems with all of them because her placenta was not feeding the baby.
Oh,
she had issues with that, which is like super important. And now she's got, you know, more going on. And in her story, she even said, like, it's not like a little bit here and there, guys. Like, it's like a lot. Like, I got a faucet going. I'm in the hospital. So we just want to hope everything goes smoothly because they already have a boy and a girl. Now they're having another boy. But it's cute watching the two of them sit there.
I was looking up why they can't eat the why deli meats. I was fascinated by that.
I didn't want to say the wrong.
Listeriosis.
I wanted to say listeria, but that didn't sound right. What's it called?
Listeriosis. Okay. They're saying that pregnant women should avoid pre-cooked meats like hot dogs and lunch and deli meats.
See, this is like, you're so funny because you don't have kids.
No.
So to me, this is like secondhand knowledge. But anyone who's had a kid
knows
this.
That's all the more reason to not have my wife get pregnant. She can eat all the hot dogs she wants.
Oh, like she's eating a lot anyway.
Right?
Give me a break.
Good morning, my neighbor!
Howdy, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Greetings, neighbor.
I'm your next door neighbor.
Love thy neighbor.
I love you, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor. How are you doing?
It's National Neighbor Day.
Are you our new neighbors?
We're your new neighbors.
Yes. I'm your new neighbor.
Oh, my neighbor's great.
Happy National Neighbor Day.
Let's get this show started.
Good or bad neighbors? Today is 100% National Neighbor Day.
I'm not buying them crap.
Why?
Because I just wouldn't. I don't buy them crap on regular days, much less Neighbor Day.
You don't have to buy them anything. But you can totally either dog on them or you can give them props, one of the two.
Well, it depends on the day.
It really does.
I mean, sometimes, like, it just depends.
414-799-1037. You can nominate your neighbor for best or worst neighbor ever today. Because I have one of each, honestly.
You do?
I have one good neighbor who would be neighbor of the year, best neighbor, the one across the street. They have a Ring doorbell camera, and they've spotted people, like, stopping in front of our house, looking all sketchy, and they'll call me. They're like, hey, do you know this car that was in front of your house? Yes, that was an
Uber. So they're stalking you. That's what makes them awesome.
Well, they're retired, and they're bored. So we can call the Riggses across the street and let them know someone stopped in front of their house. Yes, that was an Uber taking my wife to the airport to go see her mother last week.
Well, somebody texted in and said, my neighbors have called the cops on us for no reason, left rude notes on our cars, and called my 17-year-old niece a bee.
See, that would be worst neighbor.
That would be a bad neighbor.
Bad neighbor,
yeah.
Right there. Do you remember the neighbor that drove through my yard, through my front yard? They had a house party next door, and somebody that was in the party.
This.
It was during the winter, so I could very clearly see the frost on the yard in the morning. So I come out, and I'm leaving for work, and my headlights go across the side of my yard, and I see these tire tracks all the way across. Like somebody had drove over my yard, into my driveway, and then back
and then
over
Riggs
my
went,
yard.
Get off my lawn!
I literally did. And I went next door, and I go, hey, somebody drove over my lawn. Can you not do that again, please? Which would have made them one of the worst neighbors ever. But they apologized. They were nice about it. But I was wondering, do you have really good neighbors or really terrible neighbors? 414-799-1037.
I don't really have anyone I don't like. But I have some that I never talk to. It just depends. I don't spend enough time with them, which might be the key to being able to stay in the same place for a long time.
True.
Because I have friends who hang out with their neighbors like it's going out of style. Uh-huh. I'm talking parties every night of the week at a different house because they're bored as hell right now. And they get in fights and have like cat fights between the women all the time. I see it. It's just like high school.
Yeah.
And then you can't get away from it because you all live in the same neighborhood. So I really like hanging out with one of my neighbors who's around my age, but I don't get crazy with getting too close because it could cause you problems later.
So,
you know?
Do you have the best neighbors or the worst neighbors ever? We'd like to talk to you. 414-799-1037. Yeah, you can call or you can text. We'd love to talk to you and read your text messages. Next on 103.7 Kiss FM. By the way, this is a commercial-free hour, and we do them all day, every day. It's Kiss. 103.7 Kiss FM. Your neighbors, are they good ones? Are they bad ones? We got lots of texts going pretty much either way. And you can also call 414-799-1037. And that number works for both.
It doesn't have to be a house. I remember living downtown and my neighbor, I had a neighbor above me, I think, that wouldn't stop blaring music.
Oh, dude, the worst.
Which normally I'm down for, but it was like got to be too much after a while. You're like, I can't even think. It's every day.
I had a neighbor that maybe they worked third shift and this is why, but they would vacuum at the most awkward times, super early in the morning. And you could hear it very, very clearly through the ceiling. It was bad. 414-799-1037. Nicole is in Racine this morning. Racine?
Yes.
What up?
Racine. What's up, girlfriend? Tell us about your neighbors.
Yeah.
So I'm actually the one that texted in about the cops being called and the notes being left on the car.
Yes.
Yeah. They're the worst. I can't.
What do they get mad about?
Anything. I've literally parked in front of their house and gotten a nasty note on my car. You can't park here.
Why?
Like, that's public property.
Like on the street?
Yes.
And they're just mad you're parked on the street. And why don't you park in your driveway?
My boyfriend was parked in the driveway at the time.
Okay. And you have one of those smaller driveways where you can fit one car in it, and the other one probably parks on a sidewalk.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't block the sidewalk.
Ugh, the worst.
Well, you
should write him a note back. Write a note back with two letters. It's got a U and an F somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how they do.
And not in that order.
Xerox a copy. You should go to a copy machine, photocopy your middle finger, and just put that on their front door.
Or just hold it up in the air and stand in the yard.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Thanks, Nicole. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Somebody texted
in. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And said, we got yelled at by our neighbor for having a bonfire on a weekday. I forgot about this. Somebody called the cops on my neighbors. We still don't know who. The cops came to their house and said, are you burning a bonfire? And they went, what? Yeah. And they were like, oh, you can only do that on certain days of the week. And they were like, oh, like the cop, she said the cop was really nice, but it was a female cop. And she was just like, yeah, it's fine. Just please put it out. But like, we couldn't figure out who called the cops on him. And I was like, I have no idea who called the cops on you. It wasn't me, man. But anyway.
Right.
We got Joan in Keewaskum on line two.
Joan, what up?
Hi. Good morning.
Happy Monday. Tell us about your awesome or horrible neighbors.
So this was about probably 7 years ago. This is the worst neighbor of the year ever.
Okay.
Go on.
So I lived in an upper and lower duplex, and it had a two-car detached garage with a driveway and an alley, so it was a small driveway.
Yep. Okay.
And as the upper tenant, that was me, the garage was part of the lower tenant bill. Like, I didn't get to use the garage, but I could park in the driveway.
Sure. Okay.
So we had new neighbors move in. Her name was Jessie. And they would park their two cars in the street, but then they would park their Harley appropriately in the driveway, so I couldn't use the driveway either. So I had to park down the road
because they had their one Harley in the driveway.
Wait.
And
did you ask the landlord, like, can you tell them to let me park in the driveway or no?
Oh, I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
But wait, there's more.
Oh God, there's more.
Go on.
Jeez.
It gets better. So I asked her. I'm like, can I please park in the driveway? She's like, no, my Harley's there, and I'm cleaning the garage out. Like, the garage is empty, but okay. So then it gets worse, and I was working second shift at the time, and she was a stay-at-home mom. And I'd wake up at, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning to her vacuuming her hardwood floors and blaring the country music over her vacuum.
Was she drunk? What? I don't understand.
She drank a lot of wine.
Clearly.
Box wine, probably.
Clearly.
Probably.
Yeah.
So I left her a note, like, hey, Jesse, can you please just wait till 7 or 8? I work second shift, and this is getting really hard for me.
Yeah.
No, because on the weekends, I can hear your son playing with his Hot Wheel cars in the morning. My son was like, three.
Oh, so she's just being nasty.
Yeah.
She was just being a nasty person and trying to piss you off. Yeah.
What do you mean it gets better?
Come on. You can't be this much of a Karen and this miserable in the town of Keewaskum. I mean, what the hell?
It's Keewaskum.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then a few months later, I got a note in my mailbox saying, hey, by the way, my dog can hear your dog upstairs, which is causing him an anxiety, and thus he's ruining my sofa. So could you please pay to have my sofa cleaned?
No.
Was she crazy?
She was crazy. I could hear her feeding her kids and screaming at her husband. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So the vacuuming continued. I couldn't park in the garage. I wasn't allowed to use the backyard anymore because her dog got anxiety and was ruining her furniture. So one day I had it, and now I'm the bad neighbor.
Yeah, you're not. She sounds like a nightmare.
God.
She was. I put my Eminem CD unedited in my old school stereo and placed the speakers to the floor in her kitchen.
The explicit version, Riggs.
Explicit, for sure. And the way the basement was set up is all the control panels were in my side of the basement, and I could lock the door.
Oh, jeez. Good for you.
We get it. There was a lot of drama.
And you fired back shots with Eminem.
This
good
show's
for you.
Only so long.
A few weeks
clearly,
later.
We could go on forever, though.
Yes, you could. Well, I file some reports or start calling the cops on your neighbor.
Yeah.
Or tell her that your vacuum is hearing her vacuum and start hitting her ceiling.
Wow.
You're giving my vacuum anxiety, lady.
Right.
Oh, I couldn't believe that. Can you pay to have my sofa cleaned?
That's a whole other level of crazy. I mean, no.
Yeah. Joan, thank you for reminding us why we don't live out by you.
Thank you, Wascom.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Awful.
Thanks, girl. Jessica's in Racine on line 3.
What
hey,
up,
Jessica.
Tell us about your worst or best neighbor. What happened?
So now I just feel weird because I'm going to be like, I have the best neighbor ever.
That's okay. We need
positivity on a Monday.
We do.
I mean, that last one was a lot. You know what I'm saying?
It was a bit too much. So on Saturday, I was playing in the driveway with my kids.
Okay.
And we were in the garage, and all of a sudden I see this huge McNasty black and yellow spider the size of like a dollar.
Oof.
I freak out. I'm like, babies, we gotta go in the house. We can't play outside anymore.
Hurry before we burn down the house.
Exactly.
Right?
We gotta go. So I go in the house, and I'm like, you can't. My son's like, Mommy, I left my chalk outside. I'm like, I don't care. It's done.
It's the spider's chalk now. You're fine. It belongs to the spider now.
I'm like, when Dad gets home, he's gonna have to kill the spider. This isn't real. And I'm like, but we gotta go in a little bit to pick the dog up from doggy daycare.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, my 4-year-old's gone. I'm like, where did you go? I think he went into the car to get ready to go. And all of a sudden, I look, and I see him next door, and he's telling Chewy, there's a spider in the garage. You got to come get it.
Who's Chewy?
Chewy's the neighbor.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I was like, who's Chewy? Is it working by you? Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Too funny.
So all of a sudden, Chewy's coming over with a tennis racket to come get rid of the big spider.
Oh, good. There you go, Chewy.
I picture the Chewy from, like, Chelsea Handler's show, you know, this little dude, like, coming over. And
so Chewy, your neighbor, came to the rescue and eradicated the spider from the situation. Good.
Yes, but he took it home because it killed mosquitoes. So I was like,
yeah, it did. Spiders can serve a purpose, but not that big of a purpose.
Not in my garage. No, thank you.
Fair enough, Jessica. Thanks for calling.
Thank
we appreciate you listening in Racine. 414-799-1037. Your neighbor stories, good or bad. We want to hear them next. Hold on. Talking about your neighbors.
I needed this funny in my life. These are all funny. The text messages are killing me. This one, somebody texted in and said, my neighbors are bleeping awesome. Shout out to Ski, Becky, Jesse, Vinny. They start shouting them all out. Oh, man.
We can talk to Christine in Ellington this morning.
Yes, I said to her, I said, Christine, where's Ellington? And she goes, right next to Key Wascom.
Oh,
isn't that
perfect.
What you said?
Hello.
Christine.
Hi.
Oh, there you are.
There
Don't be shy now. We just had a great convo off the air. What's up, girlfriend?
So I actually just moved into a new apartment a couple months ago, and I have this one neighbor right across the hall. We've got 2 cars in our open parking lot. We don't have assigned parking.
Okay.
There's about 10 spots back here in a 6-unit building. And when I first started parking back here, I would park in, you know, the 3rd or 4th spot away from the building, and they would have their 2 cars closest to the building. all of a sudden I started getting notes on my car threatening to have my car towed, and that I wasn't allowed to park in the first 7 spots because
what?
The first 7 spots were handicapped.
Okay. Okay, fine.
And that only they were supposed to park in those spots.
God, people are so...
Did they have 7 cars? And why is it always about parking, Riggs?
It's always about parking.
Why? Neighbors, what
people
is
are
the
so
parking?
Possessed because that's
Who
like
cares?
Your that's like your spot where you have your car all the time. And if you have to look for a different spot, that would piss me off too, arguably.
There's no road parking, and they only have 2 cars, and they want 7 spots, and they're the only handicapped parkers in this entire complex.
Yeah.
So they've been yelling at other people, too, telling them that we're supposed to go park down the street.
God, who are these parking police?
Which is like police? Half a mile down the street.
Well, it's illegal to park at a handicapped. I can't defend that one, Riggs. But
don't get a fake handicap sticker like the rest
stop.
Of the world.
No, oh, not even. Don't even encourage that garbage.
The funny thing is, I actually talked to my building manager, and there are no handicapped parking spots in this lot.
Oof. Okay.
What?
Yeah, so this is just kind of them saying that they
Wait,
want their parking spots.
Wait, they're
and
not even real handicap. They just made them up?
Yeah, and one of their cars doesn't even run.
Oh, well then, the now car, I'm back. Wait, now
on.
I'm like,
this,
screw those people.
Do they
people.
Know this is for handicapped people, not handicapped cars?
Yeah.
Okay. Your neighbors are weird.
Wow.
Man. They're very strange.
Those are my ridiculous neighbors.
Man.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. Stephanie is in Waukesha. Good morning, Stephanie.
What up, girl?
Hello.
Hey, tell us about your neighbors, good or bad. Go ahead.
He is awful.
Okay.
Let me just tell you. So I moved to the side-by-side in Waukesha.
Okay.
It's all great and dandy.
Yeah.
One day, backtrack. So we had to provide our own washers and dryers. Fine. His dryer broke, so I kept finding my wet clothes from my dryer on the table in the basement.
Oh!
With his clothes in my dryer.
What?
Hail to the no.
Hate that so much, man.
That's so wrong and rude.
It is. Without giving, ample notice.
Would you get
saying,
in someone's
hey.
Car and drive it? No, you
no.
wouldn't.
And
it's crazy.
If he asked me, I would have been like, okay, that's fine. Just don't touch my clothes. Because how do I know you're not a panty sniffer?
Right? Fair. Very fair.
A panty sniffer.
There are some creepy men that pay for that
it's
stuff, man.
Steal underwear?
There are men that pay.
Guys keep them?
There's men that pay for that. It's weird.
It's so weird.
One day, my dad is helping me move in some furniture, and I hear him down in the basement. So I go down there, and of course, I catch him in the act of taking my wet clothes out of the dryer. So at this point, I'm yelling at him.
Yeah,
and
red-handed.
My dad hears, and my dad comes downstairs like freaking King Kong.
Yeah.
And yells at this guy and rips the dryer cord out of the wall.
Showed him.
This guy's like my spirit animal. He rips the cord out of the wall.
So from that day, he's never touched my dryer again.
I was going to say, that's never happened again.
I bet.
Good. There was your savior and your hero. Thank you for telling your neighbor story to us. We appreciate you listening,
yes.
Stephanie.
Have a good day.
You too.
We'll talk
to you tomorrow.
Amanda in Brookfield's on line 3, and it was funny, Riggs, off the air, I asked all of them, are these good neighbors or bad neighbors? And all of them said bad. And I went, great. This will be a great story then. Let me hear you.
Go ahead. What happened, Amanda?
I lived right on Greenfield Avenue at this time,
mm-hmm.
and a deer got hit by a car,
and
our neighbor across the alley was unemployed, so he apparently needed food, so he asked the driveway where the deer was hit, if he could have the deer.
What?
So he picked it up in his wheelbarrow.
What?
And he hung it from a tree in his backyard.
What? Oh, no. Is this legal?
My yard.
Is this legal?
And gutted the deer and left it there hanging for weeks.
Weeks?
No way. And nobody called anyone and let it hang there?
There was continuous complaints to the city about him. So then I'm leaving down the alley one day, and my son's like 5, maybe 4, and this deer, it runs across the alley, and my son starts crying, hoping the deer is not running into the neighbor's yard because he's afraid that the neighbor is going to kill the deer and hang him from the tree.
I bet. That's terrifying. But in Wisconsin, it's not that far-fetched to see a deer just hanging from a tree, really anywhere.
In New Berlin, it's not very common, though.
I live in New Berlin. I've never seen a deer hanging from a tree for
a
3 weeks, Riggs.
A dead deer.
Right.
I see
it
deer running
awful.
Through my yard
well,
all the damn time.
How else are you going to skin it and clean it and get the food
that's
ready?
That's disgusting, Riggs.
How else? How else?
After he did that, he just wanted it to rot there.
Oh, God.
You want to horrify my children? Do that, Riggs.
Yeah, okay.
An adult can look at it. Come on.
I know what I'm going to do for Halloween this year. I'm going to go to New Berlin.
Right next to me, though, there, we also had an inappropriate massage parlor open up as well. that was raided right next to
me. What?
Oh, so he's all whacked out. Got it.
Outstanding.
Hold on the line. I got to ask you about the massage parlor for a sec. I got an idea about this one, yeah, but I'll get to her in a minute.
We got to know where that is. Hold
yeah,
on a second.
I got Ashley on line two in West Bend.
What
we
up,
can take
Ashley?
One more.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
What's your neighbor's story? Good or bad? Go ahead.
It's bad.
Oh, God.
Yes. They're the best.
I live in West Bend, which is just south of Kewaskum.
Yep.
And right.
Oh, I know where
Elgin.
West Bend is, honey. I'm
we
all
know.
About the fair.
Okay.
I missed the fair this year. The Washington County Fair.
Yeah. So I bought a condo a couple years ago, and it's old, and I had to get, you know, cable and internet and everything, and there was nothing set up. So I called DirecTV, and I'm like, hey, can you set this up? You know, I'll be home in like an hour. And so I get there, and there's cops, and my neighbor above me is throwing the screws and, like, trying to push the ladder over from the DirecTV people trying to set up the satellite.
They're trying to put the satellite dish on your balcony, but they had to put the ladder against his balcony, and he was upset.
Yeah. And God. So the cops were there, and the satellite people just left, and he's, like, telling me that he's going to sue me. And I'm so confused because I, like, just moved in a month earlier. I was like, I was told I could get this.
Yeah.
And the, like, condo association manager came out and was like, yeah, she can. And he was just
You should tell that guy to go ahead and sue you. Tell him to sue you. Say,
seriously.
Bring it on. Say, go ahead and waste the money suing me because it's not going to work, pal.
And
go
then
ahead.
Get a life and get off my lawn.
The DirecTV people left, so they wouldn't even set it up for me.
Oh, yeah, because they don't want to come back and deal with that guy.
They don't want to be involved, man.
Yeah, and the cops did nothing, so it was terrible. And ever since, it's been very awkward.
All right.
Wow.
Well, that's horrible.
And she bought it, so now she's got to be by this guy. See what I mean? If you get too involved with your neighbors, it could be a disaster in the end if you own it. Can't move.
He got involved with her. She didn't get involved with him.
True.
It's the neighbor's problem.
Not her
He's
fault.
Terrible.
I get it.
The worst.
Yeah, I wasn't even home.
Right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening.
We just got a random text, by the way, before we exit out. It said, hi, I have a question regarding the mortgage payments, because we talked about how we both refinanced rates.
Oh, yeah, with AdamDeputy.com.
My payments went down over $400 a month. I'm not making that up.
Mine went down almost $300 a month.
Facts.
Not making that up either.
Somebody texted in and said, do you think it's worth me trying to lower my payments if my rate is at 3.75 interest rate already? I'm a first-time buyer, bought my house 5 years ago. At the same time, Riggs and I'll answer. The answer is
yes,
you can still get a lower rate than 3.75.
My mom just bought her house a year ago and she's refinancing.
Yep,
I have known people
do
who
it.
Bought their house months ago and you can
do
refinance.
It now.
You can
immediately.
Do it now. Because I had the same rate as you, the 3.75. Mine was way lower now.
And
so.
I had a 4.25 and I went over a point down too. So yeah.
So yeah, do it. You know what we're talking about. And AdamDeputy.com will do it.
Yes!
By the way. This is the only thing you'll hear during this commercial-free hour. Because it is a commercial-free hour.
Not an ad, but it should have been.
Right. It's all day, every day. It's Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. So, do you remember Joe Montana?
Do
football
I?
Player.
Remember Joe Montana.
I know. We do, but anyone under 20 is probably like, who?
Yeah, Google Joe Montana.
Didn't he play with Brett Favre? I mean.
He played during that era. I know he played for the 49ers. That was
like big when I was a kid, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Joe Montana Sports Talk Football for my Sega Genesis. There's an old, outdated sentence.
There you go. Exactly, right? Yeah. Well, Joe Montana had a scare this weekend. He has a grandchild because he's up there. And a woman came into their house and tried to take a baby in broad daylight.
Wait, hold on. What? Somebody just walked into the house and tried to take a baby?
Tried to take a baby from a playpen. Literally, the woman tried to pick it up. Obviously, Joe Montana intervened, but the police were called, and Joe and his wife confronted the woman. They tried to de-escalate the situation, asked them to give the baby back. I mean, this is like movie stuff that never happens. This is wild. Well,
it's like a Lifetime TV movie.
Where the odds of it happening are so little, you know what I mean? That is just someone literally coming in like JonBenet style, you know?
I have so many questions. Like, did the woman know it was Joe Montana? Tana's house that she was going into? Was she just...
I don't think any of that matters. You're dealing with someone who is very mentally ill. If you're going into a house to pick up a baby in broad daylight, spotlight in front of them.
Right.
Something is not right.
But why Joe Montana's house of all houses? I'm curious as to why.
Who the hell knows? Yeah, I don't know. But that would scare me because it was their grandbaby. And then imagine being the mom and finding out your kid at grandma and grandpa's if you weren't there. Oh,
that's
boy.
Arguably one of the safest places you could leave your child, I would think, is at grandma and grandpa's house.
Yeah.
And now, Uncle Joe.
Yeah, well, the woman got in through an unlocked door.
Yeah.
Okay, a 39-year-old woman. And I always tell people, don't be Midwest naive. This always happens. People come to my house and say, should I lock my doors? And I go, yeah. You think, I don't care where you are. Lock your doors.
Yeah, always lock your door.
No, Riggs, they don't. I could find, people would call in right now in 20 local towns and tell you they don't lock their doors. Like, it blows my mind. And I'm like, who, just lock them. I don't care where you are.
If you got home and realized you left your door unlocked, it's terrifying. You like walk around your whole house seeing if anything's missing.
Oh, no, I've never done that. No, because I go through the garage. I wouldn't notice. Wait, you did that? And you looked in your whole house to see if something was gone?
I was straight terrified. We were gone for a whole weekend.
Oh, geez.
Our front door, I'd walked out to go check our mail.
Wide open?
No, just unlocked.
Unlocked. Okay.
Which is terrifying enough in and of itself. That somebody could just go, I wonder if the door, holy crap, it's open. Let's just go in and see what's up. Check it out.
Woo-wee. Well, Joe Montana, former football player, helped get the baby back. The police helped to get the baby back. And the woman was booked on kidnapping and burglary charges. But I hope they give her a mental health evaluation because that just ain't right. I mean, who walks into a house in the middle of the day and takes a baby from a playpen in broad daylight? Like, hey, I'm here. Just take the baby.
And Joe Montana saved the day. Look at him. Yep. You're still safe at grandma and grandpa's house.
And lock your doors.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Are you okay?
And I don't know who to blame first.
Start with yourself and then work your way outwards.
I didn't do anything, man.
So you say first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I went to the doctor suddenly last week because I was having a lot of issues and I wasn't feeling good. I've been like fatigued and I thought I had a bump in my stomach. Just a whole lot of stuff going on. So I got like a same day doctor appointment, you know?
It's true.
Because something was off.
I got to touch the bump.
It was weird, right? It was really weird. Yeah. So I wanted to go to the doctor and be like, what is this bump on my stomach? And why do I have all these other things that are not going well for me? I'm tired. I've got night sweats. I got this and that. And so I went to the doctor. They took my blood pressure when I was there, which is such a common thing at the doctor.
Yeah, the nurse always does that right away. Take your weight, take your height, do your blood pressure.
So I'm there for other stuff. And they're like, oh, why is your blood pressure so high? I'm like, probably because I'm stressed out about other stuff. That's why I'm here, you know? And so they were like, well, we're going to take it again before you leave. Have you ever had problems with your blood pressure? I'm like, only when I was pregnant, you know, that was the only time. It's an issue. They took the kids out. The blood pressure went down. It was fine. So the doctor said, well, we need to keep an eye on it. So they checked it again. It went down a little, but it's still scaringly a little high, which can cause fatigue and all these other things. So fine. I might have to take medicine for it. Great. But let's talk about how I am not succeeding at getting my blood pressure down because of my trip to the store where I went to buy a blood pressure machine so I could monitor it at home so I don't have a damn stroke in 2020, okay?
A blood pressure machine?
I know, it sounds obnoxious. It's like,
can you buy an arm, like a band that goes around your arm and inflates?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I had one when I was pregnant, and then when I was done having kids, I gave it to other friends who were pregnant who had problems with their blood pressure, so you can monitor it at home and make sure you're safe and you're not hurting the baby or yourself. So I had one, I got rid of it. I went and bought a new one. I got one that goes around your wrist this time, but they're like $50. You can get them for cheaper. I got the good one, because Hello, it's my life I'm dealing with here.
Yes, it's your heart. It works your whole body. Come on.
So I'm at Walgreens. I grab one. I go to pay for it. And dude, you just want to get in and out. I'm already stressed out about buying this damn blood pressure machine like I'm 100 years old, okay? And you know what happens?
What?
My chip on my debit card is broken.
Oh, God.
Which means it's not working.
Oh, you can't swipe it?
No. I found out that you have to insert the chip 3 times before it will allow you to swipe it. I'm assuming because of security.
Yeah.
So you stick it in, it goes, card not accepted. You pull it out. You wait.
3 times, yes.
Okay, put it back in. I'm like, the chip's broken. Can you just swipe it already? So here I am with a broken chip, only a debit card, no cash because we're in the middle of a pandemic and I'm good. No, thank you. And here I am with no way to pay. Now, Thank goodness I had Apple Pay set up on my phone.
Yeah.
Because that was my last resort to pay for anything. I have ordered a new debit card, but you gotta wait for it to come in the mail. Should be here today or tomorrow. This has caused me more stress trying to pay for things over the weekend, having a card that doesn't work. And then places don't accept Apple Pay, Riggs. So if you don't even, and I was at, where was I? At Walmart, and it wouldn't accept it. And I said, what is the deal with you guys not having Apple Pay in 2020?
And why wouldn't Walmart of all places? What did she say?
Told me.
Why?
Goes, well, I hear that Apple's our competitor. And I was like, well, I don't give a damn. I just want to pay. And you're causing me more problems by just not jumping on the bandwagon here. So that was what she told me, which would make a little more sense in today's day and age why you wouldn't have it.
One of the biggest retailers in America telling Apple, screw you.
But how ironic, Riggs. I'm trying to buy a damn blood pressure machine, and I can't even do it peacefully. I'm so stressed out because of the broken chip in my card that, can you imagine?
So you're raising your blood pressure by looking to something to manage your blood pressure.
the irony. The irony, right? Yeah. I was like, this is not going well for me. Not at all. So I'm more mad about the chip card right now, but what were you going to ask
me? Am I the only one that is always confused about the blood pressure reading? Anytime they tell me what my blood pressure is, I have to go, is that good?
Because you've never had problems with it. Like when I was pregnant, always. I learned that the bottom number is really what you got to watch for.
Is this systemic and the dialect or something?
If I told you what my blood pressure was, you would think I was dead. So I'm not going to put it out there. That's how high it was, okay? So I had to make sure I could get it down and it wasn't staying up there. It's really dangerous when it stays high, especially if you don't know. And remember, I was drinking an excessive amount of caffeine. That doesn't help with your blood pressure. No. I'm on a stimulant for my ADHD, which I stopped taking. I'm talking to my doctor tomorrow about that. So I did a couple things to try to bring it down that might be affecting it till I can talk to my psychiatrist about those, you know, meds. But dude, I mean, yeah, so the lower number is really what you got to watch for. When that starts getting above like 80, watch out, honey.
Yeah, that's stage one high blood pressure hypertension is what you're looking at there.
Yeah, so, and like I said, you can take a pill. And it will regulate it, hopefully. And that's how you treat high blood pressure, is with medicine. But I was like, what the hell, man? You know, I can't win for trying. I'm trying to do something good here.
I know it's your health, but it's really hard to not make jokes about you taking blood pressure medication.
Oh, God. Somebody texted in, I'm a nurse. Shut up, Riggs. I knew you were going to give me crap for that.
Of course I was.
Somebody texted in to 414-799-1037 and said, I'm a nurse. Now I need to know what your blood pressure was. I'm scared to say. It's that scary.
Just say it.
It was like, the bottom number was like 100. It's bad. It's bad. So it got back down when I got home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is bad stuff. Yeah. So, and I've been, you know, how have I not been confused lately? That's going to be a blood pressure thing.
Well, now are you checking it like regularly?
Yes.
Like a weirdo?
I should have
brought
it in so you could see it. It's at home right now.
Well, it's the same thing. You probably stick your arm in at Walgreens, which isn't open now because obviously COVID, but.
Yeah. Oh, the blood pressure things, you mean?
The machines, yeah. They have the ones at like the pharmacy section where you can sit down in the chair and put your arm in that thing and it inflates gives you the reading. Yeah.
Yes, correct.
They don't have those because they're not going to sanitizing it every half hour or whatever.
Got it. Somebody else texted in about me trying to use my Apple Pay at Walmart. They said, but Walmart sells Apple.
Fair.
I don't know.
Maybe that person didn't know what they were talking about.
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
Good morning.
8:54. It's fall
on
now.
A Monday.
Totally fall weather this week.
Definitely fall.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need your hoodies and your light jackets and stuff like that.
Leaves are falling and changing colors.
They are. You know what else is happening in the fall?
What?
Pumpkin spice everything.
Yeah.
Do you like pumpkin spice stuff?
I love it.
Do you draw the line at some places with pumpkin spice?
Nope. I don't see what the problem is. If you like it and it's one of your favorite flavors and it's in season, fine, go for it. I don't care what you put it in. Pumpkin bread, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin coffee. Yep. I'm in, man. I love pumpkin.
You ready to walk that back, Toots? You ready to walk back that
comment? Well, we'll see. Don't say it's like pumpkin meat or something nasty.
How about pumpkin spice Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Why?
Exactly. Why?
That's what I don't get.
It's already macaroni and cheese.
If we're going to flavor stuff pumpkin spice, I get things that we normally flavor, like cookies and bread and muffins and coffee. I don't really get why you would pumpkin spice out Kraft.
Kraft. They did it in Canada, and apparently it got such a huge response in Canada that they were like, let's try it in America. So they
put it out
on their Twitter, and if you tweet them, you can get a free box of it. They're giving away 1,000 boxes.
You got to be in Canada. You can't get one.
No, this is in the U.S.
Oh, did you get one?
I don't know yet. I got to tweet them and see if I can
do
win it.
Do it. Just because I want to try it? Yes, I want to know what it tastes like. I would have one piece of macaroni one day. I would forego my carbs for one piece of macaroni because here's the thing you got to remember. It sounds disgusting, but they're basically doing sweet and salty.
Yeah.
Would you eat pumpkin flavored pork chops?
Yeah, they did pumpkin spice spam, which is like a meat. So
I wouldn't mess with the spam anyway.
Right.
See.
But if you were a fan of spam, there's your sweet and your savory a little bit.
I mean,
you get the sweet from the spice.
Do fruit and meat. I mean,
I do. I don't know. I'll try it, and if I win some, I'll let you share some of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Enter just to try to get a box so we can see what it tastes like.
Yeah, because I'm not going to pay for this. I'm not going to give you money for pumpkin spice mac and cheese. No thanks. No thank you.
No. And then I'd have to cook it.
Right?
I mean.
Then you got to smell it, too. Who knows what it smells like? Ugh.
What if it was good?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Dude is thirsty, man. Man, oh, poor Demi Lovato. She got with the wrong dude.
Oh, yeah, they broke up last week, didn't they?
Yeah, now we're forced to talk about it as he wants more and more attention. He couldn't be more thirsty. So here's the story. Demi Lovato met this guy. He's an actor, Max Ehrlich, during quarantine. Ehrlich, whatever the hell his name is. Who cares? He's on Young and the Restless.
Okay.
And they got engaged. They fell in love. It was quick. It was within a matter of months. Well, then things started coming out about him in the past month or so, where he was writing crazy stuff on other celebs' posts, like Selena Gomez. He wrote something like, marry me, and Ariana Grande. It was like, my wife. It was like cuckoo stuff when he's engaged to Demi Lovato. Well, at the time, Demi Lovato defended him and said, people are making up all this fake stuff, and then all of a sudden, they broke up, and none of it was addressed again, which means it probably wasn't fake, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Demi Lovato's whole circle had unfollowed him, which is what triggered people to ask, are you broken up when your closest friends have unfollowed your fiance? She confirmed it.
Yes.
He then came out and said, oh, I didn't even know I was filming a movie about a pastor in a Christian church, and I had no idea we broke up until I saw it on a tabloid. Demi Lovato, as people saying, that's a lie. He knew they broke up. He's thirsty as hell, and he won't stop talking about it. So now he's portraying himself as the victim. And now he's still going. Like, this morning, he's, like, pleading for her to, like, come back. And everyone around her is like, we just want him to go away. He's crazy. And for them to say crazy when she has mental health issues, I thought was very telling.
Yeah.
Because you don't mess around like that. So everyone around her, she hasn't said a word other than confirm the breakup because she wants out. But everyone around her is saying he is not right. Something's
she
not
hasn't
right
said anything. It's all her people have said this. Her people said this. Her people said that.
Yeah.
So
well, because she doesn't want to get involved.
No.
It's easier to have them do that work. And it's just funny how he's going, I'm on a set of a movie. And then he started going on about how so many people depend on me right now for their jobs because of this movie and blah, 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 blah. You know, victim, woe is me. Instead of just saying, I cheated. But he's begging her to come back now. He's saying, forgive me. This morning.
He's accountable for his actions, he can't slide into DMs anymore. And people will know that he's a liar. So he has to not be accountable and deny it.
Don't you love it, though,
how public eye.
He denied it for, like, what, the past 4 days? And now this morning he's like, forgive me and come back, Demetria. And he's saying her full name
Demetria.
As if he knows her better. You were engaged for like 6 months and it's over, brah.
Listen here.
Move on.
That's like people calling us Allison and Andrew.
Yeah.
Like,
whatever.
No, don't come at me with my legal name, bro.
But whatever. It doesn't mean you know me better.
Right? We're just going to laugh at you. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. So I'm going to play this clip for you. Allie, and anyone listening. And you can call at 414-799-1037. Because I guarantee if I play this for you, you're probably not going to be able to figure out who it is.
Okay.
Because this is a complete deviation from anything this artist has ever done and any song you've ever heard by her. And I guarantee with 100% certainty you know who it is.
Okay.
So listen to this.
Okay.
And this was in the 90s when she did like a, just a little alternative rock thing. So listen. Any guesses?
Miley Cyrus, but she's too young. Avril Lavigne.
Nope.
Who was in the 90s, you said?
Yep.
I have no idea.
Do
you want me to keep guessing?
Divas. Yeah.
She was an alternative artist in the 90s?
She was not, but she did an alternative album to just kind of deal with some of her issues, just on the side, just for fun. She wanted to do it.
I have no idea. I'm like trying to pull somebody out of my...
She's judged some talent competitions before.
Okay. Judges.
She's been a judge before.
It's not J-Lo. It's not Kelly Clarkson.
She's been on episodes of MTV Cribs. She's been married married to very famous radio people and very famous TV hosts.
Radio people?
Uh-huh. She's been married to very famous TV hosts.
Mariah Carey?
Is that your final guess?
I guess, because I can't think of any... She was married to Nick Cannon, who's a TV host, but I don't remember any alternative album from Mariah Carey.
She never released it. That was Mariah Carey, yes. That was 100% Mariah Carey.
Okay, so wait, what? So wait, she's doing what now?
Back in the 90s, when she was recording the Fantasy album, like Would Always Be My Baby and One Sweet
classics,
Day. Yes.
The classics.
Classics.
Yeah.
She sat down just randomly, because alternative music was a big thing in the 90s, and she just... took a stab at it and wrote a song and recorded it, never released it, but she was doing she had a book that came out and she put it out on her Twitter and she goes, I actually did a 90s alternative song back in the day. Is this sound anything like Mariah Carey?
No.
It doesn't.
But let me hear it for a sec now that I know.
Right? It didn't sound like her. Because I heard it, it said Mariah Carey recorded an alternative rock album. I was like, what? Sounds like Alanis Morissette or sounds like every 90s rock alternative song you've ever heard.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I'm glad she didn't release it. We're good. We don't need that negativity in our life.
we were much better with Fantasy and One Sweet Day, Mariah.
Always Be My Baby. Those were the jams.
Since she knew she was writing better jams, so they probably scrapped that one.
But I had no idea.
It just came out on her Twitter earlier this week, and she was like, you should hear this. This old 90s alternative rock grunge sound.
Right.
Thankfully, Mariah Carey did not continue down that path, and she did much better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's Kiss FM, by the way. We do commercial-free hours here all day, every day, and the next one is coming up at noon, and then again at 1. Two commercial-free hours start at noon today on Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. You can always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app, because your phone is now your radio with the radio.com app. Download it for free today. You all right over there?
No. Look, do you see what just happened?
No, I don't see what happened. What did you learn on the shoot?
I literally didn't even do anything. Hello?
There you go.
Okay, I couldn't hold it up to my mouth because it had completely fallen through. There we go.
What did you learn on the show this morning?
Learned that microphones don't stay very well. What did I learn on the show today? Yes, I learned that Riggs has a strange neighbor.
I do.
And neighbors suck, apparently. When we asked the listeners to call in, we had one good and about 50 bad, but they were entertaining stories on a Monday morning, and I enjoyed every single one of them. Lots of fights and
parking.
Parking. That was the biggest argument.
Yeah.
Whether they lived in an apartment or a house, that was like the constant fight between neighbors was the parking situation. So that made me laugh a little.
Mm-hmm. I learned something about you this morning that you have, on your trip to go get a blood pressure machine, because you're 100 apparently.
Why are you trying to make me sound like I'm 100, okay?
Well, you had some blood pressure issues and you want to keep it under control. Yeah. So the best way to do that is to, A, probably take medication, and you can also monitor it with something at home. And
so I'm monitoring it until I go back to the doctor. Uh-huh.
Are you going to have a little box of pills that says like MTWF, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
I already got a box of pills.
Good for you.
Pick the problem you want to talk about that I'm medicated for.
Good for you.
Pick the problem. I've got a plethora of pills, people.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Nothing that makes you feel good inside. It's just the regular prescribed.
Some of them make you feel good on the inside.
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic, obviously.
Right. You can always get our show at 1037kissfm.com. If you missed anything, our whole neighbor's discussion, we'll put it up at 1037kissfm.com. Enjoy your day. Another commercial-free hour all day, every day. We'll do another one at noon, 2 hours worth. Until then, Allie's got the wheel now.
I'm here.
Don't break anything, okay?
Good luck.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.